It was Arthur Sackler, a psychiatrist and pharmaceutical marketing guru who helped pioneer the infomercial, who started the family business dynasty. In 1952, he and his two younger brothers, Mortimer and Raymond, who were also psychiatrists and who have since died, bought a small company called Purdue Frederick. Their first products included laxatives and a prescription earwax remover, as recounted in the book Painkiller by Barry Meyer, a former New York Times reporter. The sprawling family today is hardly monolithic. Arthur's branch has not been involved in Purdue for many years, and one of his children, Elizabeth A. Sackler, has called Purdue Pharma's role in the opioid crisis morally abhorrent. But reporting published last year by ProPublica and The Atlantic suggested that Arthur's side of the family may have reaped some financial benefit from Purdue after OxyContin hit the market. The lawsuits brought by the Attorneys General of New York and Massachusetts, Letitia James and Maura Healy, named 8 Sackler family members, Kathy, Mortimer, Richard, Jonathan, and Eileen Sackler, left court, children of either Mortimer or Raymond Sackler, along with Teresa Sackler, the elder Mortimer's widow, Beverly Sackler, Raymond's widow, and David Sackler, a grandson of Raymond. Purdue's business was fundamentally changed after the FDA approved OxyContin in 1995. The company marketed the drug as a long-acting painkiller that was less addictive than shorter-acting rivals like Percocet and Vicodin, a strategy aimed at reducing the stigma attached to opioids among doctors. The court filings detailed a multi-pronged approach used by the pharmaceutical industry at that time to reshape public perceptions about pain and chip away at physicians' reluctance to prescribe opioids, long known to be addictive, by describing an epidemic of untreated pain affecting 100 million Americans. Manufacturers funded front groups that were disguised as unbiased sources of cutting-edge medical research and information, according to the New York Attorney General's office, ostensibly to educate the public about chronic pain and the benefits of opioids. Physicians were paid as consultants to further spread their message. The companies claimed that opioids were safer than high doses of acetaminophen and other anti-inflammatory agents, and that there was a minuscule risk of addiction. At Purdue, sales representatives focused on doctors who were high-volume opioid prescribers, as well as inexperienced providers and primary care physicians who knew little about pain management, encouraging them to prescribe higher and higher doses for longer stretches of time, according to the court filings. Sales representatives could earn tens of thousands of dollars in bonuses and were rewarded with trips to tropical islands.